You see it everywhere. Kids and teens posting on TikTok about the latest life hack or where to get the best water bottle on the planet. And of course, there's the dance videos, the overnight home renovations, and social media challenges. Nowadays, it's nearly impossible to find someone who isn't on TikTok. But with the latest controversy surrounding TikTok and experts warning that it may be impacting teens' mental health, parents are questioning if they should restrict their kids from using the platform. Hello, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. Adam Holtz, director of Focus on the Families Plugged In, he's joining me today, and he's here to help parents think through social media and cultural trends through a biblical lens. He's also able to speak into the many questions that we all have about TikTok and social media. Welcome, Adam.
Sonia, always great to talk to you. Thank you.
So Adam, TikTok seems to be all the rave for children, teens, young adults, and even older adults, I must say.
Yep.
And its popularity seems to be growing, and it's coming at a cost. So Adam, what is that cost?
You know, I think there are all kinds of costs being paid here. And so let me just kind of talk about some of the things that when people talk about TikTok and when they talk about short form social media video platforms, because that's really what we're talking about here. Even though TikTok is what makes the news, all of the social media platforms have a short form video option, whether we're talking about Instagram or Snapchat or, you know, the four teenagers who are on Facebook, because obviously Facebook is now for old people, or YouTube. You know, everybody has short videos. And so I think that we have a multi-layered set of concerns that we have to work through. At the most basic level is maybe the most obvious one, and that's just content. We can find content that is inappropriate. And even though theoretically all of these platforms are filtering for really explicit stuff, even without that, you can still get right up to the line. And even apart from sexual content, you can get people who are advocating for positions and ideas that are really problematic. Like if you have a son or a daughter who does a search on pro-anorexia videos and they get one of those, you probably know this by now, but it's worth saying that all of these platforms watch what you're watching, and when you search for something, you're basically casting a vote that says, I want more of this kind of content. Please send me more. And, you know, if you have ever been on one of these platforms, you know how easy it is to get on and watch one video, but it sends you a whole bunch more, and before you know it, you know, you've looked at 15 videos or 20, and you've spent 45 minutes or an hour or more. And so I think even above and beyond the issue of content, these things are designed to grab our attention. And because they're short form videos, you know, it's not like you're watching a movie or even a sitcom. You're watching a video that's 30 seconds, that's 45 seconds, or a minute, or maybe 2 minutes. At this point, 2 minutes is a long video for these sorts of platforms, and most of them are nowhere near that. And so I think that we get into issues of becoming addicted to these short-form videos. It's kind of like I grew up in Iowa, and you go to the state fair, and you would often get cotton candy. And cotton candy is great once a year, maybe, and even then it's probably not great, technically speaking. But your mom would tell you, if you eat too much cotton candy, you're going to get sick, right? Because these things really want to get their hooks into you, and they want you to devote as much time as you will possibly give them. And so I think we have a stewardship question here, and then we have the question of, you know, becoming habituated mentally to always needing that next little hit, right? We know that when we encounter something pleasurable, we get a little hit of a neurotransmitter called dopamine, and it's kind of a feel-good chemical. And actually, the anticipation of something is what gives you the hit. And so this conditions you to need that hit over and over and over again. And I mean, Sonny, let's face it, from time immemorial, or at least the last few decades, teens have said, I'm bored, right? This is making that problem worse because they're just so habituated to needing those little hits.
Again, my guest is Adam Holtz, director of Focus on the Families Plugged In. Join us again tomorrow. We're going to continue our conversation on the impact that social media and TikTok is having on our society. This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road. That's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.